Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action. Good morning, world.
Morning.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, people. How y'all doing?
What up?
How's everybody?
Good.
Everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling good.
I'm quite great. Chipper this morning.
Feeling great. Feeling good. How are you?
Hey. I'm back to good health.
All right. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
You're not walking around here looking like the walking dead.
Coronavirus. Bitch. They gonna be scared. They gonna be tracking my ass. Tracking me. Where is the bitch at?
Oh my god.
At my house.
Well, yes, that's great. We need you at 100%.
Yes.
So hand clap. Desi is feeling good this morning. Yes. Was it a long week of recovery,
girl? No, it was. I was all right within a couple of days after the last episode.
Cool, drink cool. That hot toddy.
Yeah. The who?
The hot toddy.
The hot. What you scaring me?
The tea with that liquor in it.
Oh, spike on it. I thought it was about the mouth.
Spike on it.
Empty your pores out.
Yes. Oh, spike on it. Wrap up under that blanket.
Well,
wake up in the morning. You be feeling great.
Right? Mm-hmm. Back to normal.
That's it. Swallow that shit out of there.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. I've just been dealing with children dramas, growing up with
goddamn kids.
These goddamn teenagers.
You said fuck them goddamn kids. What happened?
We still are, but goddamn it. We gotta,
you know,
we
you
gotta
can't,
push them
you
along.
Can't
really. Yeah.
You can't really just leave them by the wayside.
Yeah, she gotta help them through the troubles and trials and tribulations of life.
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
And that shit is fucking stressful.
But when it comes to mama time, it's fuck them kids. But no, but yeah, they was, girl, I gotta remember back when you was a teen, you feel me, when you're dealing with these children.
Yes. You do.
I was a good child.
Oh, well, bless you.
So I pray that my child is just as good as I was.
You think so?
I didn't get into. That's my thing. I was like, free. I didn't have to. I wasn't restricted.
Okay, so
I didn't have to do no wild shit because I was allowed to do.
That my kid said. Well, not now, not this time, but he said that in the past, talking about something. Well, when I get out, that's why I act wild, because I never get to go out. I said, well, no, I was letting you do your thing. I said, but then you start acting wild, so then I took it from you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh.
Oh, see.
Well, so as long as you keep acting stupid every time I let you go out,
right.
You'll continue to stay your ass in the
exactly.
house.
Exactly. That's
so
how that goes.
We gonna play this game. It's really not a game for you to win because I'm gonna win.
Okay.
You feel me?
You better know something.
You better act like you know. But definitely that, my week was good. You know.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Dealing with dumbass teenagers.
I'm not ready.
No.
If she's as good as I was, then I think we'll be okay.
We'll be fine, yeah.
But, I mean, it's unpredictable. You just don't know what the fuck you're getting into.
You just never know.
You never know.
What the issue gonna be with the child.
And, you know, I'm just, please, Lord, be good to
just
me.
Just keep your mind open.
That's it.
Mine pretty good.
Because I ain't strong for it, I'm telling you.
I think mine acts a lot like I did when I was her age.
Uh-oh, oh, so that's good. Stay up on that ass. No, you better.
No, it's good.
You better know the moves, bitch. You better.
Oh, you got the blueprint.
Exactly.
Right.
So I know it before she do it.
Yeah. Like, you can't run that past me, baby girl.
It is.
You can't
do it. I invented that move.
Okay.
Did you just do the move?
I did.
She did the move. Yes.
Not
nothing past you.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
So that's kind of good, I guess.
What?
Little be there before it happened.
Oh,
bitch.
Yes.
I knew.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Didn't think you was about to see me, did you?
Yeah, surprise.
Now all their little friends are scared of me.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Got the children scared of you.
Every last one of them, because I didn't already tell them. If you friends with mine, that means you mine. That's how her
grandmother was.
Friends with mine, that means you mine. And I will kick your ass like mine. And I will tell your mama I did it. And she got a problem when I kick her ass, too.
Ooh, how about that?
That's the way. Okay.
Okay, how about that?
Not with kicking the kids' ass, but the mama get can get these hands.
All of them.
I don't be kids.
I will whoop your child with a belt.
You about to whoop my
with
damn no kids.
Shit.
We going to court, nigga.
She won't tell you.
She yes, the fuck she would. She gonna come home and be like,
she wouldn't do
that. Mom, I'm put a belt out.
She, I tried
and
to run.
She tried to hit me. Yeah. I'm like, see, she know see, damn well I don't be no kids.
Now you know that good threat.
Right now.
That good little threat.
That's how she going to phone to. Good. Man, what? You know I ain't. Man, look.
Exactly. You know I ain't actually doing it. I might have scared the shit out of her. She might have thought I was going to do it. She's sitting over there like, I ain't gonna die, I'm good. I'm all right. I don't know what
the kids. She ain't calling you, calling me about
that. Man, Ross spoiled the child, fuck a kid up.
You motherfucking right, spoil them babies. Love them babies. Don't beat the kids.
I will fuck your kid up. Don't you send them my way.
She's lying, y'all. She ain't here about you. She don't need to beat her own kids.
Shit. Now, you gotta do something extreme to get your ass
in. She be throwing kids in headlocks. She done put mine in the freezer. I ain't mind it, you know.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll fuck your kid up. Don't you send your kid my way unless she wants them to right. Auntie Shay boot camp.
How about that? Ooh, look, that sounds like a good business. Don't tell these hoes, we ain't talking no more about it. You know what I y'all hoes, none of this juice. You hear me? Yes, Shay's boot camp, bitch.
Like, huh? They're like, oh, they're so well mannered.
Yes,
that's who they want to get their ass kicked.
Yes, they went to that boot.
Y'all crazy.
What? Crazy. That's gonna be all right.
What the fuck was you up to, Miss Lady?
Listen, we do this every week, y'all.
What we gonna do today, Pinky?
You might have to record granted. Your week.
Right. Oh, I remember this week. It was a long week. A long, struggling-ass week. I'm not even about to hold y'all. Mm-hmm. And this is going into a second long, struggling-ass week.
Oh, shit.
But I tell you, when my weekend comes, we're going to be done with this, and I can start anew. So.
Woo-hoo.
Fresh and new.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Speak on it.
But I gotta thug it out for the rest of the week. But we're gonna be all right. We always all right, you know?
Straight up.
Always. That's what's up. You want my week?
We ready.
My week. My week was actually fun. I went on a double date.
Oh, bitch, I seen
to Top Golf. When I say this.
Me.
It was a double date.
I don't give a fuck about y'all
double
date.
She said make it a fifth of date.
Thank
what you.
You
call it?
I'm okay.
I would do a group thing. It was fun. It was really, really fun. Look at this one.
I was crunching on them Skittles.
I'm hating.
But it was fun. I beat everybody.
Oh, child.
Everybody.
That shit hard to do, though. Especially if you got some drinks in your system. Ain't no hitting that fucking goal,
bro.
That's
do it.
It was more than drinks in my
you
system.
Fucking up.
We still was
true
doing
that. And she won, though.
And I won. Husband was like, really? I was like, yeah. I mean, I granted you knocking it out the park, but you ain't dropping no buckets, man. Mm-mm. Every time I hit the ball, I was scoring points. He wasn't. He was hitting foul balls and everything.
Jack jamming.
Nope. Dropping them like
that shit hard though. Anthony, you get a pass.
I ain't never done it.
You get a pass.
It look hard though. Shit,
it's definitely hard.
Coordination. I don't know.
And don't take it out.
And then you be swinging like shit and miss the whole
that's
what
shit. I would have done too.
Ball still on the face.
No,
motherfucker shoulder ball to dislocate.
He wanted to go swing and you can hit a wind from that joint. I said, oh
nigga,
my.
I saw the video. Mr. whole. Oh my god, I was like, see,
that be
me. That be me. It's all right, okay. Don't feel bad.
The whole swing had all the form and everything. Nope, ball was still sitting right there.
Got the hip motion right, hey, motherfucker. Swing it up.
It's almost that was, you know, getting ready. Practice.
Yeah, why are you a warm up? Yeah,
loosen your bones.
Like, nope.
Mm-mm.
You but just yeah.
Some girls on fruit press too. Look at you.
I know. Oops. Sorry.
Glad y'all had fun though.
We did. And then.
Uh-oh.
Went to good the Lord's and house then. On Sunday.
Okay.
And that was nice, you know. Just sitting there, you know, praising the Lord and all that. And then the bishop said, anybody who was in the choir or have been in the choir.
Get that ass up here.
Come on up here to the choir stand.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh.
Right now. Mind you. You know, it's come as you are, and I didn't feel like putting on no regular clothes.
Oh, so
I
had some jeans.
Now I had on leggings.
Ooh.
And a hoodie.
With the clappers out. In the church.
She had the tambourine
on the pulpit.
Yes.
Oh my God. Now, the good thing is, everybody had on choir robes, and the choir robes are like burgundy-ish. So I had on a burgundy shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of okay, but they're like, Bishop, really, dude? I said, granted, I missed
being
up here.
I'm
gonna
have to sit this one out.
This
one
got to be, yeah.
This not
me.
I would have, but he gonna miss the, go ahead up there, go ahead, go on up there, and be pushing me up, go on, go on.
Freeing you to the world.
Jacket for this weight before I get up and walk to the front of the
church. I had my jacket on. It was a long jacket, which was a good
thing.
So I got up there, I took the jacket off, but I was all right by then. But I wasn't about to walk up there, bitch, and see me with my clappers out.
Mm-mm. Talk about
with the double clap. With the double clap.
Come on, I'm sorry. Praise and worship.
Oh my God. Oh, God.
Ooh,
man.
Oh,
Jesus.
Mm-mm.
But.
That is funny.
I did enjoy myself. I did know the songs. I did not have to watermelon.
Oh, bless you. Because we didn't hit that shit quick.
But this lady that was standing next to me, I don't even know if she was singing. I don't even think she was singing.
No, she probably just moving her mouth.
She had to be just moving her mouth.
You ain't hear no sound on that side. I'm blowing you like shit.
Yes.
Like, bitch, I'm trying to catch the harmony. And but you was not.
The sad part.
Nothing.
I'm on the end, so it's nobody on one side. And she on the other side, not singing nothing. And I'm like, really? We about to do this? I was like, oh, you better know I know these notes.
Right.
Exactly. You better know. You better be glad I know these songs. You out your mind. I didn't sing them before.
I done sang them.
It was old school Jesus. Excellent. Y'all know.
Oh, that's a joint.
That's
a
joint, yeah.
I was about to bust it up for y'all.
Ooh,
but
child, I'm
going to save it.
Too early. Don't kiss yourself too early.
Hit that one. I'm
going to save it. I'm
you might got the me before you.
Listen, the throat is moist.
Ooh, ready. Child.
Yes. You ready.
Okay.
Last night, yeah, Super Bowl, what you know about it, huh?
I know the Kansas City Chiefs won.
They won.
Congratulations. Woo-hoo. If y'all fans, big ups. Good for y'all.
I'm not a fan, but that is who I picked.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was with it.
My whole house was on some 49er shit, and guess what? They lost.
Hey, that was a hell of a dog fight last night. I ain't gonna lie. They was going for it.
They was.
They was definitely going for it. That shit was real good.
But y'all know what I really watched the Super Bowl for.
Of course, that halftime show, honey.
Honey! My baby girl! Did y'all see my baby girl?
J-Lo!
Yes, she saw that shit out.
I'm going to say that for later on.
Ooh, hold up! Sidebar.
J-Lo, what did you do, my homie?
But anyway... But yeah, she saw that shit up. Shakira was bomb too. I, for the longest, kept on saying, though, that I wanted J-Lo to do it by herself.
Because
I felt like her music catalog, along with her performances, just be bomb. Like, it was no need for nobody else really to be with J-Lo. But
how
now
did that
I
end up like
it,
that anyway, though?
I don't know, right? Like I said, whoever negotiated it, like, I don't know why it would even be an issue with her being with somebody. Like, why would that even be a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's stupid to me. I don't know. So, I'm like, her managers, whoever negotiated that whole Super Bowl thing, I don't know. They wasn't on their shit. Because I would have been like, bitch, give more millions over here and solo performance. But Shakira did her thing, though. She did her thing for what it was. I just feel like she ain't now. You know what I'm saying? Especially
right.
When it's Super Bowl is American.
Ain't she the hips don't lie chick?
Yeah, but see, how long ago was that?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we know some of her songs and shit, but it's just song? Like, just been said, yeah.
Maybe.
It's been a while. It's
been a long time.
Hey, there it is.
Mm-mm.
Look at them hips. Mm-mm. What they doing?
Don't know none of them words. None, not one bit.
Bet y'all know Jenny from the block.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm real.
You still have a little
now
you got it back.
I
hear
this.
Yeah, right. That's my shit, right? So that's what I'm saying. See, look at that. Look at all the joy in your heart when J-Lo music is talked about, okay? She could have did it all by her lonesome. But Shakira, thank you for coming and shaking them goddamn hips, because it was still bomb. Y'all did y'all thing, so I liked it.
Yes, thank you for coming out. Good
thank
night.
You for coming out. But and then the national anthem was sung by Demi Lovato.
Let me just say, I love me some Demi Lovato.
You love me too. That's my girl.
I fucking love her. And I hate that she's had to go through everything that she's gone through. Mm-hmm. But like that pain. Oh my God.
Hearing her voice.
I fucking love it.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God. She's so fucking bomb. Shout out to you, Demi Lovato.
Demi. And she tore that goddamn national anthem up last night. Yes. She was sticking her ass up.
She put some stank on it.
She put some stank on it. Mm. It was good. Motherfucker was like, yeah, she's definitely in the top five of best national anthem.
Oh, shit.
That shit was bomb. Like, the notes was clear, baby. Yes. Like, she didn't give us no crackage, none of that. She put it on. So, I was proud of her.
Her Grammys performance, backtrack.
Bomb,
that shit just had me in here crying, okay? Yeah.
Whew. But,
yes, Demi.
Her gritty voice. Like, it's just...
shit.
That's my girl, though. She did the damn thing, Demi.
Good, I'm glad.
And Yolanda Adams, what you say she sung? My Country Tears. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling it.
Fact check us. I'm not sure if that was what she was the name of, but I think that's what it was.
It was.
Cause she didn't sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
No, that would have been too black for them.
Yeah, right.
That would have been way too black. Was it God?
No, hell nah.
Well, that's fucked up because we can't even remember what song it was. Yolanda.
But she can blow. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I did. You know, it's clips and shit floating around. So. Yeah,
I was feeling last night's vocal performance from her. She didn't give her all. She didn't give her best to me. I feel like, she could have done best. I went back in the kitchen and started frying my chicken.
She didn't open up her heart.
Tell me she didn't open up her heart.
No, she didn't.
Oh, God. I watched whatever title release. They released a little snippet. Mm-hmm. And she sound like Yolanda Adams, you know? She sound good to me. But I didn't watch the whole thing. You know, sometimes you got to take it all
get
in.
Get it in, yeah.
To say yay or nay.
Because you know, towards the end of that, the song, it started hitting them high notes.
Yeah, right.
Getting up there and the vibrato and all that. You gotta watch it.
I wasn't feeling it.
I walked out, like I said, so I ain't see all of it either.
Let me drop this chicken.
Exactly.
Let me drop this chicken in this grease.
But, let me know when she finished.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that's we didn't watch happened. The halftime show. I just started watching boxing. The replay of Wilder and Fury.
You don't what? Change it to after J-Lo get off the stage.
We seen a little bit of J-Lo. I seen a little bit.
Oh, are you?
Did she look good?
She did. Yes, 50 years old, baby. Man, first, she came out in a black, like, leather, belty, like, strappy joint with the high boots and shit. Then she changed, bitch.
Oh, we had a wardrobe.
Okay, that's my kids. You should have heard my kids because they was talking shit the whole time about J-Lo. Talking about J-Lo, my, you president. I said, listen, I'm trying to tell you, she's going to put the show on for you. Whole time in the other room, they was, like, did she just change? Oh, they was into it. I said, see, look at y'all. Mm-hmm. Look at
don't
y'all.
Play
don't play with me. I know what I'm talking about.
That's an old school performance.
Yeah,
right,
she put it in.
How you do it?
She changed it to this little silver, what you call it? Little bodysuit joint with the thigh high gold, little silver joint. Mm-hmm. She had
I seen her in the black.
You said in a black outfit.
Before
the first
change.
See. Just like that. You know. She said a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what she put on, they put on.
Yeah, they won't be
there. Yeah, what the fuck is they doing?
Like, damn, they got traffic. Relax.
But wow. The shit was lit.
That's what's up.
You know? World is loving it.
Well, since we on J-Lo.
Yeah, back to that. What was that tea about? What did you...
So, the media is getting on her about her, appropriation on black women. Because she posted that picture on Instagram with her Bronx Girl Magic shirt on.
Oh, I did see that. Yep, I did. And I thought about that.
Like, that's what she do. This not her first time doing no shit like this. Like,
it's true.
You can't never let us have our moment, J-Lo. Mm-hmm. But, like, for some reason, we still love your ass. I'm not sure.
Any Ohio.
100% why, but... I mean, yeah. When I saw it, I'm like, the fuck?
Right,
take
I seen that
shit
too.
Off your whack
but
ass.
Who the fuck made that shirt?
She probably made it.
Oh, you think she?
I
I'm thinking she bought it from somewhere. I don't know. Bitch probably made that bitch.
But I'm just like, it's some Bronx stuff is girl unnecessary. Magic, yeah. You know that Black Girl Magic is a movement for Black women. You ain't have to do that.
Like, you could have just put
Bronx Girl, Bronx Magic. Like, sis, no, you knew what you was doing.
Not the whole phrase.
And she don't care either. Mm-hmm. She do it. She does it often.
Don't y'all do that to me,
real often, but she do it often.
With Black Lives Matter, and they did the blue lives matter.
And I'm like, yeah, when they try to figure that's not it. She does it often. She really does.
Oh, she did that too.
Jennifer Lopez specifically. Yes, she does it often. She came up with the whole thing. All lives matter. Like, no, sis, that's not the point.
No, yeah, it's not the point.
We know that, but that's not the fucking point.
I'm gonna keep my eye out on that. That's still my baby girl, though. Y'all know I love my J-Lo.
You know, I like to see her, too, so.
Right.
I can't performance be overweight
wise, now. I was just about to say, separating the performer from the person.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
It's hard to do. Only certain people get that pass.
Like, okay.
Mm. I don't think she that
one. R. Kelly got that pass for me. I separated the person from the artist. The fucking awesome artist, but a jackass as a person.
You know, so, I can't even say, like, but R. Kelly got the pass either. If it's not for me, across the waves, I might let it play. But it's like, I don't know. I don't.
Depends on how much control I have.
How I did in the past. Coming up, I was on some motherfucker R. Kelly. Not because I'm good going on, but that music used to be. What?
Hell yeah.
Chris Brown. That would be it for me. Separate the man from the music, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that nigga's a fucking beast.
Genius, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Who you know put out 30 motherfucking songs?
57! Shit, like, you can't even listen to that shit in one sitting.
No, you cannot.
Wow.
No, you cannot.
I can clean my whole house, wash my car, go to the grocery store.
Yeah, it's like a whole another album.
A whole day worth of music.
Yes.
So funny.
A whole fucking day.
But yeah. I didn't even realize R. Kelly was on so many people's music.
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Yes. Music. I had no idea. Until I was listening to, what's that, Customer by Raheem Devon? And I looked and he's on it.
Oh.
I didn't even know he was on it.
Oh, shit.
Yes. He's been part of it. I was like, let me hear this ear. Let me put my ear to the music. Let me see.
Yeah.
I said, well, that is him up in there.
Look at this.
Yes, I was putting my ear.
Damn. I'm gonna have to watch these people. This is the first time that was brought to my attention. But I did see that shirt recently, and that did kind of spark my like, what, girl? But I was just like, okay.
I don't know if I'm giving you a pass yet, but
we'll see, huh?
We'll see.
Oh,
we'll see.
All right, so I read this report saying that Amazon, the engineer for Amazon Ring, has called for it to be taken off the market and no longer sold, like immediately, because he was saying that it's unsafe and people are hacking into it. But y'all knew that shit before you put this shit out.
Yeah. Amazon knew, but then as a consumer, where is your logical mind to not think that whatever is connected to the internet is free game?
Exactly.
That's just common knowledge. It's nothing safe out. First of all, just in general, shit ain't safe, okay? You taking a risk no matter what you do. But you got to know, if something is linked to the internet,
it can get hacked.
It can get hacked.
It can get lost.
It's free game for whoever.
Yep.
Like, what in the hell?
Just like with the little kid that was sitting in the room, and then all of a sudden you hear so-called, quote-unquote, Santa Claus on the net. Seriously?
That was some spooky shit right there.
That's just like when they had that YouTube, when the kids was watching the little videos on YouTube and the man would come.
Mama?
Yeah.
That shit scared the shit out of me. I don't know the man. I know that fucking Momo shit.
That picture
was fucking creepy.
No, it was when they was saying kill yourself and all that other shit. It was telling the kids that joint.
In the game. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yay. Like, for real?
I mean, the YouTube toy videos. That's what it was. I know what you're talking about.
And the other one was a, no, it was Peppa Pig was one of them. In the middle of it, it was saying to kill yourself, slit your wrist, and all this other shit.
She gotta go. Wow. Slit that bitch wrist.
Slit Peppa Pig wrist.
I remember I heard a story, this was a while ago, that the lady that created Peppa Pig, what bitch gets my hand off?
Yeah.
Cut that bitch. Shut up. I've read a report, and it's so bad, and it's like, I don't feel bad. I ain't about to hold y'all. I really don't feel bad about the joy I felt at the moment that I heard this. But I heard that the lady who created Peppa Pig had passed away. So they wasn't going to make the show no more. Bitch, I had a fucking field day. I can't stand that little pig.
Like, well,
she worse than Caillou.
It's about time. Yeah, Caillou is a bratty ass.
Peppa
boy.
Pig, that little
no,
that bitch. Ooh, I can't stand the show.
My child made a whole go-go beat and a rap with Caillou.
Oh my god.
Funny than a mug. Man, I recorded it behind. I wonder if I can find it, but yes. MS was hilarious. I was like, oh, shows. She had the little bounce beat with the joint and everything. I was in the kitchen rocking like a mug. Mama was like, go ahead and sing. I ain't even know the words to the song. You know the song? I learned them that day.
Man, they gotta stop hacking these children. Stop.
Yes, leave them. I don't understand. Then on a report, the lady was like, well, I don't understand why you would need a camera in the first place. Bitch, ain't nobody stole your shit, huh? Where you live at? Well, obviously, you don't live nowhere, no inner city, none of that shit. You up in a stick somewhere by your goddamn self.
You don't need to be. Like,
right, it's a ring, it's a doorbell. It's supposed to be a outside, doorbell outside of your house.
That's the people using I think it for other shit.
Little freaky shit.
But you know, like, one of my homeboys got it throughout his house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like at that point, if you in my shit, like...
That's how exactly. One of my coworkers is, too. He had his on a phone. And
you already in there.
He be looking at his baby mother taking care of the kids and shit. And I'm like, what type of
in the
wild...
house, yes! Big brother watching out like, this nigga
that's
type
some
shit.
Wild shit right there. Like, you going way too far with the bullshit. Like, unless I'm fitting to put on a show in front of that bitch
okay.
While you at work. You feel me? But other than that, like, why are you watching me take care of the kids? That's I don't know. That's shit. Some creepy shit. Don't just buzz
people
in the
scene. People getting crazy with it. Yeah. People getting crazy with it.
But it can be hot, child.
I like it. I like being able to see my kids leaving out it's the house. Helpful. Them coming in the house, making sure,
yeah,
you know.
People around your house. Yeah. What's going on around?
Like
but
the pros versus the cons. I don't think that they should like do away with it. Anything. Up your game. Like, get that, what you call the shit? The firewall, security wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, get the tweaks out. It's brand new. Like, and that's my thing, too. And I'm like, what did y'all expect? This was with anything that's new and innovative. Mm-hmm. It's always some... You'd always know something going to come from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until you get all the tweaks out. Yeah.
It's still trial and error. Even when you put it on the market. Mm-hmm. It's still trial and error. It's electronic.
But anything then electronic, people need to use it responsibly, too. Like, I'm not responsible if you want to put a camera and a microphone in your child's bedroom.
Exactly.
And
think, that's crazy.
And definitely not think, and hook it to the internet. First of all, you're putting the camera and the microphone in your kids. And then you're hooking it to the internet.
Recording.
Like, sis.
That shit is what did borderline you child happen? Porn.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, people why? Can your stuff child doesn't have no nursery
they
camera.
They
got
to change their clothes and some other.
Right.
Like,
where it's just from monitor to monitor. Monitor.
Exactly.
Like, no, sis, this is out on the internet.
You got
it's
cameras in
internet.
A 10-year-old room. What was she, like, 7 to 10 years old? She mm-hmm. wasn't no more than that. Like, that's a little perverted. Yeah.
And with all the news stories that's coming out about mm-hmm. what's happening to kids out here, like, you as a parent need to have a more sound mind than that. Mm-hmm. Don't blame Amazon or the Ring.
Don't do it.
Because you're doing stupid shit.
You're just fucking retarded.
That's crazy.
Don't do it.
You want some other shit.
Mm-mm.
All right, keep that shit in your bedroom.
How about this man, this black face?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What's
that? Oh, shit.
This shit. Okay, so this man, I don't... I'm gonna say stupid to this man.
Cause you stupid. Yeah.
You paint your face in blackface and then get what you saying? Every black man would rob a bank?
So you want to say you want to say though that he
change your identity so you can rob a bank and they blame it on the black man?
But they were saying that they don't think that he. This is just what I heard. I heard this actual news story on the radio, and they were saying that whoever reported it initially was saying that they don't think that he did it to try to portray himself as a black person. He just covered his face that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like it's like one of them criminals gone wrong kind of thing.
Because his face wasn't black. His face was brown.
Oh, see, I didn't see it.
Ooh.
Yes. I didn't see it. He was in brown face. Fuck black face. He was
So nigga, you was trying to play with that.
Okay. Yes. He was on the camera, on video. Dark skin.
Trying to be a black man.
He had charcoal skin.
So what did he do? What was the crime he committed?
He robbed the truck. He robbed the bank. Well, technically, he robbed the bank.
Of course black people do that.
As a black person.
the fuck is y'all talking about?
That's like, did y'all see
that one will look for your white ass with your long pointy ass nose? It's right, you.
Damn, wearing no black nose out here like that.
Hell no.
Dead giveaway.
Okay.
Did y'all see the report about the dude... they was telling people to look for anybody that didn't have eyebrows. Because he committed arson. He went and blew up this establishment, but his eyebrows got singed off.
Look for a man with no eyebrows.
Oh my God. This should be so funny to me. Like, I don't know what's funnier, like the worst criminals or the Florida man. Because people be out here doing some wild shit. Florida man. Them stories be cracking me up because people are idiots.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? How did y'all get so stupid?
Goddamn dummies.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, yeah, little blackface. Don't play with us.
Don't play.
I hope they find your ass. Fuck? I hope you can't get that paint off. How about that? Say what? Y'all ready for this? Y'all remember little Six Flags?
Yeah. Bald headed ass.
He used to be dancing like
that. No, he used to be killing it. All right, but we're not here to talk about him. Topic of the day.
Week.
Oh, yeah. I said the day. Topic of the week. My fault.
Week might be your day.
Might be
whenever the fuck you listen.
We are talking about unprotected sex.
Ooh.
That raw dog.
Raw dog.
That nasty. Woo-wee. Y'all know y'all be out here like that.
Wow.
Y'all nasty.
Y'all nasty.
I
don't know what y'all talking about.
So, thinking about your complete sexual experience, what's the percentage of unprotected sex that you think you've had? I need a number.
Y'all gotta bathe y'all sins
first. I need a number.
But listen, so I'm gonna say.
Don't judge us.
Listen, I mean, judge me. Fuck you. Okay. Fuck you. Because you lying.
I'm about to keep it 100.
Okay.
Oh my.
Niggas be lying. But I'm gonna tell the truth. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna say probably about 30% unprotected, 70%. Protected.
Bitch, you better than me.
Oh, bless you.
I'm gonna go the opposite. I'm about 70-30.
Okay.
I'm about 90-10.
Okay.
I'm not even about to hold you.
But see, I think the reason mine is so short is because I'm usually in some type of relationship. Y'all know I be in
that's
a long
the thing.
Ass relationship.
That's why mine is so high. Because I'm always with a nigga. Mm-hmm. If I'm fucking you,
well,
you're
then that
my
don't
nigga.
Count. See, I'm looking at it more like singly.
No, mm-hmm. I just meant period.
Period.
Like, oh, well, then flip everything. That shit. Then, yeah, I'm gonna have to flip it because then, yeah, I've been in more relationships where I've been obviously unprotected.
I just meant anytime something has went in your cooch, what's the percentage of it being a condom on that nigga? Or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's flip that. Yeah, I'm going to say 80-20. Okay. How about I change
I'm
that?
I'm about to say, don't hang me on here.
No, yeah. I was so thinking on a whole basis, like, far as the number of dick I've had.
Just period.
Okay.
Just period.
Well, mine was mainly because I was allergic to latex.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. So it took some trial and error to find something that would set my ass on something fire.
I hate them bitches.
Then they came out with the polyurethane, the skin condoms, and then they came out with the large one. Oh, woo! It was life. And then it was protected from
look at her. Woo!
Was life.
Sing the praises.
Yes, because you want to enjoy sex, not be in pain the fucking entire
right,
time.
Right, yeah. Because then it's pointless.
Yes, no. So, yay.
Yeah, and I've never been, like, frivolous with my vagina. I don't just be out here just whatever. And like, I don't randomly hook up or have unprotected sex with like part-time lovers. Because I don't know what else to call them. Or like just hookups. That's I'm not that type of girl. And like if we fucking like,
we that's fucking,
me.
Right.
That's me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. The majority of the time, that's my situation, and that's what it is. And it don't necessarily always start out like that. You know, I try to be a safe bitch in the beginning, and then just along the way,
yeah, that's usually what happens.
That shit go out the window.
Protected.
That's it. Ain't no more. Won't need that no more.
Won't need that.
Still need it. We just don't use it no more. Let me change that. Mm-mm. So. In what different ways do you protect yourself during sex? And I don't mean like, I just mean protection, period.
Pregnancy protection and all.
For all of
oh,
it.
Oh, baby.
Girl, let me, you want to run, okay,
oh,
so.
Oh, bitch, this is
oh,
up.
Shit. She got the fingers out.
We done had the pill, the patch, the ring, the IUD, and something else. I think that was it. Oh, no. What's that stuff called? The VCF, the little film. It's a spermicide. The spermicide film. I didn't try it a lot.
You introducing me to
something. Because I was planning. I wasn't trying. Granted,
you
I couldn't
VCF?
Use.
VCF?
Yeah. Granted, I couldn't use condoms because the shit hurt.
Right.
So I had to try every pregnancy true protection that, out that. Here to make sure that I did. And I ended up getting pregnant on the patch.
Ooh. Oh.
The patch. Unreliable.
Bitch, yeah. I moved that bitch to my back, bitch. My back broke out like a motherfucker. I was putting them on the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Switching up the hip.
Then
I put it on one back one time. Oh, shit was, and I got caught up too on it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Damn.
Fuck that patch.
Fuck the patch.
Yep.
Me personally, I have never been on birth control. That's what? Never been a thing that I wanted in my life.
Really?
Y'all, I don't take medication, period. Right. Mm-hmm. So I just never wanted that natural. I mean, altering my natural state. I just never wanted to be on birth control. Mm. And then, like, I just felt like, this is stupid of me. Yes, I know. So, fuck y'all. But, like, I just felt you. Like I'm doing what I can to prevent myself from
for
getting
yourself,
pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got a condom or you're pulling out. Like, we ain't having no babies over
Man.
Here.
The pull-out game day, I was so fertile. I'm talking about beyond.
And see, and that's another thing.
It gets
I'm
just
so
close
not.
To it. It
I'm
is
not.
Just.
I'm not.
I'm talking about
so
that.
So it's kind of a non-factor.
Pregnant.
Oh, see.
See, yeah.
That's a non-factor
about to say,
over
that's
here.
It's
like,
terrible
and we weren't catching no babies like okay. that. Nah, you probably could have came to me all the time and I would have never got pregnant. It was a non-factor. Like, I don't know. The Lord knew.
He knew.
It wasn't time.
Who to give it to me back and only give me one, okay?
How about that?
No.
But yeah, that's it. I've never done anything on the female side to protect myself from anything. Not that it's the man's responsibility, because I came ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got these condoms for your ass. If that's what you're using tonight, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I never took no...
Nothing.
Birth control. I never got any of the female birth control... what is it?
Condoms.
Female, yeah, condoms. None of that bullshit. Like,
that
I never...
Dumb.
Ugly,
yeah.
Trash bag looking
like,
ass.
Like, why are y'all making us go through all this?
This
like,
is ridiculous.
Never did it.
And you should see... Have you seen the shit?
I've seen it.
And you seen how you supposed to work it.
I've seen it.
God damn it.
And
I would never.
It's got a new look. It's got a new ring on one end that you're supposed to squeeze.
Yeah,
and
am I even supposed to hold it? Why I'm fucking... Listen.
But then you got this whole trash bag on the outside of your...
Yeah, I'm not for it.
That shit,
I can't
ring,
even imagine what sex
big
would feel like.
White
with
thing,
like
yeah.
That shit just sitting there, just...
It would probably literally feel like a trash bag in your vagina.
Yes.
Like a bunch of plastic.
I have never tried that. Of all the birth controls that I've tried, that ain't one.
That
she
ain't
said,
one.
That ain't for me.
Nope. No. Not at all. Won't
yeah, I've done the pill, the patch, and then the IUD. I think that was the only three I've done. The pill, bitch, I kept forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the bitch was getting fat. I was eating, getting chunky.
That's going to make you gain weight?
Yeah, for me it did. The pill blew my ass up. And then the patch, yeah, that shit wasn't about nothing either. I got caught up on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then it was breaking my back out and shit.
So why was that? Like, you wasn't using it properly or it just
no,
slipping through the cracks?
It's a week that you don't wear one at all. It's
but
like
that's supposed
not
to be the week you come
to
on your period,
yeah.
Right?
But there was a kicker to it. If you read everything, I had to fine print that joint. I went to go looking and shit. If you're over 190 pounds, it does not work for you.
Nigga, what?
Yes.
Now that could have been the issue, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was some fat bitch.
I was a big bitch, and I just came off the pill, bitch. I was fat. I told you that.
Damn, why would they even issue that to people that's over 190 if they know
if
that?
If they know that.
That's originally you weren't over 190. originally you weren't 190. I was like,
bitch, 157
when I started.
I was
like,
170.
In high school when we started that journey.
Got you. Yes. Well, disclaimer, if your ass is over 190 pounds,
do not
use the patch. It's not for you, love.
Word on the street.
Don't right. do it.
Okay, don't do
and
it.
The IUD was love. Yeah. That was my favorite.
That's the one that's inserted.
Yep.
That was my favorite
I can't
one.
Even see.
And it was
that's
the
like
one
the
without
surgery.
The hormone. Not even. It's like putting a tampon up there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't want nothing in my vagina. No foreign object. I don't want it in there.
You know, well, my boyfriend has starting to get a little funny about that, too. But yes. I'm like, baby, we is not finna have no kids yet.
Listen.
But he also feels like, yeah, like, what is it altering in you? Like, especially since I got the new one. And he's like, bitch, you know, you fainting and shit and... little shit going on, you know, he's starting to feel like, what's going on?
Now, disclaimer, it's possible. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that is because I had to have mine removed. And as soon, literally as soon as they took it out, it felt like a weight was lifted.
All for you.
Like, whatever was poisoning my body was like,
yes, because it's suppressing your hormones. Yes. That's the whole point.
And this is
it.
A new dosage, like a different one.
That's
so.
Why I just
yep.
never.
So it's possible. And then I ended up with what do you call pseudo tumor cerebral. It made it seem like I had a tumor on my brain, but it was a bunch of fluid. So my body, I was retaining fluid. The entire girl, I gained so much weight from
ooh,
that.
Ooh, a bitch might be pregnant next year.
Oh,
bless you. Thank you for telling me.
A spinal tap and some more shit.
Oh,
that's
my
serious.
God.
After I was like, bump it. I'm not that's going no more serious. Birth control. I'm done. That was it.
Well, look at that. Learning
just don't
new
fuck.
Shit.
How about abstinence? That's always an option.
Just stop.
Just close them legs up. We ain't fucking. Fuck the birth control. We just got fucking period.
Man.
That's the move. No penis for you.
Because pull-out game can't be trusted.
No, it's definitely not trusted.
It's worked for me, but
oh,
shit,
bless you.
I ain't your average bitch, though. So.
It did not.
We ain't picking up no, yeah. We ain't picking up no sperm over here, that's all.
That ain't.
Well.
So, has the unprotected sex that you've had always been with somebody you trusted?
No.
And that's in quotations, because, I mean, I know everybody... interprets trust differently.
I trust you wasn't gonna give me nothing.
That's the thing. So yeah, like in a way, yes, it's always been with somebody I trusted because yeah, like she said, I trust that you're not about to give me no
right
STD.
Had me out there crazy.
And it's like, but I mean, if I feel like if I'm giving myself to you in that way, I have to. Be comfortable and know or
way.
Feel like you taking just as good care of yourself as I am me.
Right.
Because I'm not about to be fucking with no dirty nigga or some nigga that I think is just out here just...
Yeah, well, I've definitely made sure that I can contact a nigga afterwards. You feel me?
just in case.
So, I guess in that form, I guess that trust that I'm going to get my hands on your bitch ass.
Oh, my God.
If anything happens, but... Yeah, other than that, I'm going to be honest. No, it's been a few that I don't think I truly trusted. Mm-hmm. Not at the time thinking about that, though. Mm-hmm. But now openly thinking about it, no. Nah, I probably didn't
trust
that
So you didn't
trust
them and then you had unprotected sex anyway?
I had it anyway.
Because
at the time of the time, I wasn't thinking about necessarily shit like that. Like, oh... Damn, what the fuck? But
you feel me? She ain't
I had dick
but
on
I think
my mind.
The way that me personally, the way that I get down, like if I'm fucking you, like it's a situation.
Yeah, because yeah,
it's a whole no for real. Yeah. And I feel like if we about
chandeliers,
yes,
and shower
I feel like if that's what we
shit.
About to do, like I can't have no doubt in my mind that you about to be out here doing reckless shit.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot.
See,
do
I've been
that.
On some quickie
and if
shit
I got that in before. The back of my mind, I'm not about to fuck you. I don't care what kind of relationship we got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just you're not about to get this. If I can't do whatever, wherever, whatever I want to, like I'm not even about to fuck with you. Like, no, go ahead. It's somebody that's ready for this. Like, you ain't gotta be the one.
You ain't gotta be the one.
So have that's you ever actually like ran into somebody and for some reason the passion was so heated that it was just like fucking?
Yeah, but you gotta put a condom on. I don't know if I'm about to get into that. That's like a little almost caught. Yes, that has happened. I have run into somebody and legit like, this guy happened right now. Fuck whatever else you talk about. I know you got a condom. If you don't, I do. But it's about to go down. But it was never, fuck the trust at that point. Like, we about to fuck.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, it happens.
Boomerang. You ass a nigga.
Boomerang.
Come back to your ass.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, I've had that happen once or twice or three times.
Happened to me twice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't even looking. I'm going to say this. I wasn't looking for it to happen.
I mean, yeah, no, you're not always searching. No, I mean, look what I did today.
It was, of course, years ago, but it was after a date. Nice little day, you know.
Oh, bitch, I ain't even date from these niggas. Oh, this gosh. Was just like some. You see me, I see you.
You looking over here, I'm looking over there.
Hey, sir, you want to
meet
me in the back in five?
I can't. date, and then we was chilling and was watching TV, you know, and was about to leave. All right, we'll have a nice night. And then it was a passionate kiss, and a passionate kiss turned into a good fuck on the couch.
So kiss me.
I'm talking about a lift up, I'm talking about a pickup. You coming with me type. Come on. Yeah, exactly.
Pick me up.
And then my other one was the one I married.
Okay, yeah, marriage. Yeah. Yes. My shit ain't been so in no marriage, but I
Hell yeah.
We can talk about that.
Mind blowing.
You can bring by some memories. This is getting hot. About that for years.
I ain't not never now. That's hit number four. Hello, excuse me. All right now.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, watch the sofa. Watch this. Sit down my couch.
Shit out of here.
Shit. She was like, shh. Trying to block the couch. And you're still fucking up the couch.
Listen, sometimes you just gotta say, fuck it.
It gotta happen.
So what were the circumstances behind your decision to not wear protection? Or for the nigga not to wear protection?
You know me. Allergic. That was my only decision. I was allergic. So a lot of the times I'd be like, hey cuz, I need some papers. I need to see if you clear.
Oh, because I was confused. I'm like, some papers.
She want documentation.
What's this?
Hell yeah.
What about the road?
I need to see.
Wait, she
right.
Whoa.
Because you want some more of this? Because I'm about to.
You question. I mean, bottom. Get what you're getting, and then. Oh,
you
got
to go to work. Pour that in there.
They gonna, we going to be all right. Oh, y'all heard
Did
that.
Did you hear that?
I guess for me, though, like, It's a multitude of reasons, like the spontaneity of it. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I ain't got time to be looking for no fucking condom. Like, my nigga, leave that shit. We good. Like, or I could be like in love. Mm-hmm. If I love you, you get all this unprotection.
The last bit of it.
And then on the flip side of that, I guess that can go in the spontaneity category or love. Like, just ease of access.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down, like, shit, whenever you down.
Exactly.
And if we try and sneak something quick in, it's... How vulgar can I get? Like, sucking your dick, or we actually about to fuck, like, who got time for that?
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
I'm just trying to get this little thing real quick.
Knock this joint out the box real quick.
Listen,
about
the condom is all right. It's gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. And we was all right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But no, that's what it is for me.
For me, it's always probably been, not always, but most of the time, love.
Yeah, I know, right? Romantic.
Oh, whatever. Oh. No, I think the relationship I'm in now, of course, we brought a dog in.
Okay? Y'all better be.
The fuck?
Y'all like 30 years in.
Okay. Oh, my God. Old lady and shit. 30 years in.
30 years.
Fuck it. But I remember one time, we got into it and shit, and I was mad. Bitch was mad. And I was like, this had to be like maybe 3 years in. And I was like, fuck that. Matter of fact, you will start wearing a motherfucking condom, bitch.
I don't know. He probably was like, bitch, get the
bitch,
fuck
I was here. Mad. Oh. I was mad. I said it and I was mad. The fuck? I was like, this.
Never mind.
Yeah, like, shit. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, mad that he didn't get mad that I was asking him to do this. Like, yeah. Like shit. It's like, nigga, you really gonna put it on?
So you okay with the shit? Right. Like, nigga, what did you do? Because you don't want this crazy bitch to act crazy. Like, damn. You don't want to wear it, but you just got to put it on.
So you ain't going to put up
but
a fight.
But now she mad that I ain't right. Right. Then like, she ain't put up a fight. Because the fuck?
What I'm supposed to do? You're
supposed to tell me no, bitch.
Damn sorry if you do, man. Damn if you sorry.
But that shit just didn't feel right. Mm-mm. I was upset. I was like, this don't feel right. This okay, feel like, no. You fuck, like, I don't know. What is going
on? My fucking rubber gloves on. You was in a doctor's office.
This shit
and
all.
That smell is the worst. That shit make me want to gag.
That shit is
nasty. Fucking hate that.
Fucking two fingers of some lubricant. Doctor's office. Can keep that
so
shit.
Mm-mm. But yeah, I think we tried that whole little situation. Even that time didn't
that
last.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I bet
y'all. No,
tried
3 years in.
Oh, right.
My
that was 27 years ago.
That was 7 years ago. It's still counting
30.
27 years ago.
My fault, my fault.
Yeah, that's all I did. No, 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 absolutely
that's
not.
That's not the life we live in.
No.
The fuck?
That time be, that's extra money.
I'm insulted. That time be buying. Look, now I'm insulted.
Condoms ain't cheap.
No. Why do you think you want to enjoy and have them boxes be empty because niggas be stealing?
Selling the shit out of them joints.
If you need the good condoms, the big ones, that shit is not, that shit is expensive.
Shout out to the big condoms.
Shout out to the big condoms. Hey. Yes.
You all right over there? Ooh, she fanning this shit.
Yes.
That big one.
Flashback.
What?
That movie, Lynette. Mm. Went back.
So, what are your concerns, or were your concerns, I guess, since y'all bitches married and shit, with having unprotected sex? Were you more concerned about getting pregnant, or more concerned about catching an STD?
Back in the day, it was definitely STDs.
Yeah.
Bitch, I remember the teacher told me, look at every nigga like he got AIDS.
Oh, no.
Yeah, every nigga like that. But that's now that I'm in a relationship, bitch, I'm trying not to get pregnant.
I think that's always
I'm
been
scared.
My concern. My concern has always been getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to be. Granted, I am now, but that's not baby the way mama. It was planned. I ain't never want to be no baby mama, no single mother. Mm-hmm. Out here. I never wanted that life. So it was like,
gotta watch it, yeah,
nigga. Don't get me fucking pregnant. Like, I'm not playing. I will fucking kill you. Like, don't. Whatever you do.
Don't do that.
Don't do that shit. Yes, you know, you always got it in the back of your mind, like, STDs. But like I said, I've always dealt with a man that I felt like I had the least amount of risk of catching something from them. It's always a risk because you never fucking know what a nigga doing.
Yeah.
But, like, I had the least amount. Mm-hmm. So, that part was never my concern, ever.
Not, no.
It was just like,
don't fill me out.
Jesus, please. Jesus, please. Don't let no baby come out of this. Because that ain't what we trying to do here tonight.
That's not what this is about.
I think, yeah, pregnancy was my main concern. You know what house I came out of. You wish you would.
Man.
You wish you would.
Ain't bringing no babies up in here.
If it wasn't for my grandmother, God rest her soul, saying, you better have that baby. My poor little baby, she wouldn't be here today. I'm just saying. I want to let you know. It's all right. But my grandmother said, you better not.
You better not. Nobody, well, nobody about to have that.
Yes, home. You better not. So, yes. No. That was my main concern.
I never
when
got
I was 20 when it happened. So
I never got a talk. I never. Nobody was ever like, don't have no babies, don't have sex, protect yourself, nothing. I never got none of that. It was I was just out here. Like she said, I lived a free life. You would think that my parents was fucking hippies. Like the amount of freedom that I had coming up. And it's like, I just, when I did start having sex, first of all, I wasn't ready. The bitch, I think I said this on the previous show. I wasn't ready. That shit was, it wasn't forced, but bitch, I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready.
But then it was like, you know, once I did it and I started like knowing myself and knowing my body, I'm like, this is nice. Mm-hmm. Let me see what this is about. And I started looking into shit on my own, seeing what works for me, what I'm supposed to be doing for myself, for my current situation. And I figured it out like that. And it's like, okay, I don't think this nigga about to do me dirty. Because so far, so good. Now I just got to worry about not getting pregnant.
That's crazy shit. My first
but,
time. I didn't. I knew the person, but it wasn't a relationship. As I was told, and it's sad, but I had this advice from an older person, an older guy, who was like, if you lose your virginity, don't lose it to somebody that you are in love with, because you don't want to be stuck on that person, especially if that person is not for you. So I ended up having my first time be with somebody that I wasn't in love with. We were talking or whatever, but it didn't really go far. So I had no attachment to anybody. So I was able to still move freely and not be stuck on this one person like a lot of people are. Like, oh, that was my first love. That was my first. I ain't got that. So my love, when I finally fell in love with somebody, it was in love with that person, not with, oh, because we had sex and we're to get
nothing. Got you. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yep. So, I mean, it was a blessing and a curse at the same time. So, good information. But it wasn't a bad experience. It was actually pretty good.
So, it was actually pretty good.
But it wasn't until I had sex with my first love. When I had sex with my first love,
that shit was like,
I was in fucking tears.
Man, what? That be the shit. That I love you sex?
Man, what?
What? When you in love?
I ain't had that till I was grown. Bitch. Bless y'all.
Bitch. No, not me, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
I ain't
experienced
that shit.
No, wrong. I was grown.
I was about to say, you thought you was in love.
No, I had
to think. I love these people, but it's like, that wasn't no real shit.
I don't know. My puppy love, which I thought was puppy love, was actually real love. It was stuff. Yeah, so when we did 5 years later, when we finally first did, man, it was like, why didn't we do this shit years ago? Like, why didn't we go ahead and be each other? But I know if we'd have been each other's first, I'd have still been stuck.
Okay.
Because of how much love was there. Yeah, so nope.
I loved my first love, but it's not the love of my adult years, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So I know that it was love for my age and the time that I was loving him, but like,
No.
But it's like you said, like, it was years after we had stopped dating when I actually had sex with him. And it was like, you know.
Amazing.
Demi. Okay. But it wasn't like, shit, no in love, no adult in love.
No.
Listen, okay? It wasn't nothing like that.
No, not even.
It was just like, you know, I probably, even knowing what I knew at the time, I probably still wouldn't have done it when I was younger. That wasn't my lifestyle. I didn't want to have sex when I was younger.
You know what?
I wish I would have waited longer than what I actually did. I wish I would have fucking waited.
Now that I think about it, the person my first love, he lost his virginity to somebody that he wasn't in love with you. You know who that is.
Listen.
So, moving along, but basically the first time with somebody that you not in love with will keep you moving instead of stuck on that person the entire time.
I wasn't stuck on my first one, but at the same time, I was madly crushing on him. Put it like that. And when I did it, it was off some spice shit of another nigga.
Oh.
See, my ex wanted to fuck so bad. By this time, we was moving forward to like high school. So I was like, no, I'm not ready. You know what I'm saying? Nigga still trying to pressure me. I'm like, nah, this nigga literally put me out his house and made me walk from his house to my house.
What the fuck?
Okay, y'all know where, like, Easter Market is, yes. Down to where I used to live at. Like, that's Jai Walk by the bridge. Yes. That area. Yes.
Nice little walk.
So, and then by yourself at night, yeah. At what, 14, 13, 14 years old? Come on now, right? So, this nigga did all that. I was pissed. I was like, oh, so this is where we at. This is what we doing.
This bitch always.
We were so much grown
around. Oh my god. Right. But compared we were to the children.
Kids. Yes.
Motherfucking girl, that summer, I was crushing on that nigga hard. My little crush around the way, little hood nigga. And I was like, fuck that shit. He ain't believe that I was really a virgin, but he found out because it was a massacre. That shit was horrible.
My first time. I was a virgin even. It's like, you know, well, I don't know how to convince you otherwise, nigga. But I'm telling you what's real. Nigga, if you're listening.
Nigga.
I was a virgin. I promise you.
My nigga, yeah.
Because that wasn't me. If I could have waited past your ass.
Okay. That's why I'm like, I definitely wish I would have waited. Fuck that. Mm-mm.
Well, moving along from this shit.
Okay. From that bullshit.
What was the best thing about having unprotected sex? Mm. I know that's like
that warm dick. Hey, is we keeping it real or no? Is we keeping it real or no?
Man,
fucking that shit. When I first felt that warm,
that initial penetration.
Jesus, that give you a chill. Man, you feel that shit in your teeth.
Like,
ooh,
that initial penetration when you go.
No, what?
Jeez,
yes.
Like, that thing is hot.
Did it get hot in here?
Yes.
No, for real, though.
That shit is joyous.
That's buddy. It. That's the move right there. Mm-mm. Yeah. And I enjoy that I can just be, like, as spontaneous as I want. Like, I don't have to worry about us fishing with a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You taking 2 minutes out of my... Like, oh, then it's just...
No. Not necessarily. And I'm going to say this. I've actually was talking to one person when we had sex. I didn't even know he fucking put a condom on. I had to reach back and check. Like, nigga, I didn't hit nothing.
Hold up. He's like, oh, you're like, what's that?
My brother used to be quick about that.
Smooth
shit.
With that
them
shit,
on
though.
And putting them on.
Yeah.
Bitch, I never knew.
Smooth. Smooth as
I never fucking knew.
That shit was so smooth. I was like...
He ain't hit a rattle or nothing.
Look, you see her. She already on it. Like, wait a minute. I mean, if you didn't, it's too late
it's
now.
Too late
exactly.
Now.
That shit was crazy. And I was like, did you? He was like,
one of them scary moments where you got asked the nigga, hold up, did you? Wait, what? Yeah, where did it go?
Look,
where
did it go?
Ready. I ain't here. You know how to bite the rap all a little nut. None of that.
That shit is
smooth.
I think niggas probably do that shit as a boy. Like, let me... fidget with this shit, she be like, nah, man. Taking it all on, bite the shit.
Nah. Wow.
Just throw off the moon. I'd be like, listen, you got to do all that, nah, man. That's why I'm...
Or that nigga that try to be sexy and tell you to put it on for him.
Oh, that's not sexy.
Fuck you.
That shit gets on... Look,
put that shit on yourself.
How about that? How about no? How about now you gotta go?
Yes, now you gotta go.
Like,
we
gotta
I ain't pinching the tip of shit. You might get the tip of your dick pinched by me.
Okay. Never mind. Don't worry about it, sir.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Sorry to this
No,
man.
For real. Not sorry. Just get the fuck out. You got BOX shit.
Bye.
Sexy. I don't know. Like, you done killed the fucking
move.
Bye. Right. All about your business. Yeah, I don't even want it no more. Put shit on.
Don't worry about it.
Put shit on. God damn it.
So knowing all that you currently know, I feel like I can't ask y'all this. I guess this is more directed to myself. But like, knowing all that you currently know, do you still have unprotected sex?
Hell yeah, just did last night.
Woo-hoo. I mean, well, bitch, I'm married. I would assume that you would. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm the only single bitch.
But it's three couples that do have sex with condoms.
So, like, you feel like husband.
Yeah.
If you're my husband,
whatever
ain't
happens,
ain't no condoms in this house, nigga. Fuck is you mean? Like,
we got 50 babies. Fuck it.
Listen,
this is what it is.
It's a big, huge, happy family.
What
we'll
fuck?
19 kids and counting. 19 kids. I'm not playing. Like, no, ain't no condoms in this house.
leave them be.
Shoot.
You mean, who about to let it go or pull out? I don't know.
No, goddamn no, that's like playing sex.
I would be upset because I would be like, what are you doing? What you got there
for? Why
are
you right?
Whole attitude.
It's all like, yeah.
Fuck is you been doing? Because now we got issues. What we doing this
I just
for?
Felt like...
You felt like you about to get out of this house. Like, you not about to play me like that.
I will track on your fucking car now, nigga. See, you got me acting crazy.
You okay?
Over this condom shit.
Your motherfucker backseat peeking over and shit. Fuck we going?
Fuck we going? She's still quiet. Look at all the
back there in the back, like, all right, two lefts and a right.
Oh my God. Man.
We must be at a red light because we ain't move.
Crazy bitch here.
All right, we moving again. Okay.
Oh, ooh, my God. These are my friends.
All right, we stop. We stop. We pop. All right, hold on. All right. Close the door. Okay, look. Mm-mm. This nigga don't know I got spare key in my pocket. He can lock the door if he motherfucker wants. I'm still getting out this bitch fucked up. Right.
She crazy. Y'all listen to a full blown. Crazy.
Crazy
woman.
Both of y'all, you're the only same one.
Last. What?
Yes, the samest of the same.
Insane in the membrane.
Shut the fuck up. But no, I don't think. I don't know. I'm not even gonna say I don't think. I'm not fucking with y'all niggas. Only because I know me. I know myself. I know the type of sex that I enjoy. How I like to get down. How free I am. In the bedroom, and the type of niggas that I encounter on a day to day basis, like y'all don't deserve all this.
You don't deserve it. I feel
no. One, because y'all immature as fuck. So the shit that I'm on, y'all have not even reached none
you ain't
of that
got
yet.
Time to be putting you a nigga on down.
Oh. Out, they be looking for your ass in the daytime with a flashlight.
Nigga, you know how they talk about how older men. Like, don't like to go to the doctor and get checked out. These young niggas, y'all are dirty.
They're not going nowhere.
No, ain't no way.
You know they ain't going.
Y'all still fingering bitches with dirty nails. I'm not having. Yes. I'm not doing none of that. Jesus. Oh, my gosh. This is dudes that I work with. And this is my coworkers. If y'all listening, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. This nigga got the longest fucking pimp nails. But them shit stay dirty. Ugh. It's so fucking disgusting.
Pimp nails on all his nails?
All of them, bitch. Yeah.
That's a little...
That's dirty. I'm like, I know you're not touching no vagina
shit.
With the hand.
That's a little shit. No. You better not come to me with motherfucking long ass nails.
You just have nails
first
at all.
First of all, exactly. That's don't have no nails.
No. Have no nails.
But don't have no nails because I don't want my back scratched because you're not putting your fingers on my vagina. I don't have no nails. You don't do no finger over here. Use your dick or use your mouth or get out.
Get out.
We not doing that. But girl... Listen, I'm not doing it. I don't have time. I don't have time to have unprotected sex with nobody's son. I don't have time. No, if you're not ready for something serious or putting a ring on this naked ass left hand ring finger on my hand, no, like I'm not.
Not about that.
No, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. That is laughable. No fucking way. No, these cookies on lock. I'm not playing with y'all.
These cookies
on
lock.
Right.
Okay.
The locked.
Hashtag locked. Cookies on lock.
How about that? Yes.
Shit. Hell no.
About to make that a movement.
Yes. Fuck yes. Nigga ain't acting lock. Right. Cookies on lock.
Oh, y'all stingy.
Yeah, we gonna take a dip.
If you my husband, like I don't know. I be thinking about that like in movies and shit. Oh, you mad at your husband? You just not about to give him no pussy. You know, I guess we just never gonna be mad in this house. That's not about to happen. Like,
I can be mad and still get something.
Yeah, my nigga just don't try. He be scared.
I bet he do.
But he could possibly get some of his ass. He just don't try.
Might fuck around and roll over and shake my head.
Ain't got no
mask. See, that's why they crazy. I'm sticking to that.
I'm gonna go ahead and stay on the couch
tonight.
Y'all bitch
is
crazy.
This motherfucker crazy.
I'm on the couch. You gonna make me mad then too. Fuck you out there in the couch for.
Right? No, damn well you sleep in this bed every night.
The fuck?
Show ass in here.
Get your ass in the room. Nigga, you gonna feel all this.
Oh my God.
Ass on you mad
but
as shit.
But he could possibly get some ass though. But he just don't try.
I mean, if you roll over and that thing listen, hard, you
that's the thing though. It ain't gonna be him trying.
That's gonna be me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, you mad? Listen,
what you mad about?
Pause. Yeah. Put that shit on pause. Be mad later. After we finish. Shit. You can go back to being mad. I promise I won't bother you. So wrap this up. Do you believe in the soul tie? The soul tie.
I believe
that can form with your partner through unprotected sex. Mm.
Yes and no. No. I'm gonna say yes.
I've never heard a no.
If it's somebody, if you have feelings, then yes. But as far as just a random no. Because you probably don't even think about that shit. You don't second guess that shit later. Like, I feel like my soul is tied to the person I just had sex with.
I don't think that it's something that it can happen, but like on a regular, I don't think it's something that can happen
off of one night.
Mm-hmm. It's possible, but I don't think that. Like, if you, I don't personally know no women that's just fucking. And not that, oh, your feelings have to be involved. But, like, the women that I know are more in tune with their physical being. Mm-hmm. And if you having sex, you having sex because the shit feel good. You're mm-hmm. not out here fucking for a nut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, if I'm having good sex, that evokes a feeling in you. Mm-hmm. Regardless if you wanted to or not.
Yep.
You enjoying yourself. To the moment of climax. Mm-hmm. And because of that there, that's enough to give you some little inklings of a soul tie. And if you got it then, and you do it again, and then you do it again, it's going to come. Even if it's good, if you just do it once, that's something that you taking home with you. Mm-hmm.
You're going to think about that shit a little bit.
I should call Brandon.
Yeah, you might even think about it years later.
Disclaimer, I don't know anybody named Brandon. That's just a name I threw out.
Brandon.
I don't know nobody. No, like Brandon.
Bitch listening right now. She's right. Brandon, get your ass in here. Do you know this bitch D? Sorry, Brandon.
But no, I feel like that shit is serious. It is. Yeah. And, like, it can form on somebody that you have no intentions mm-hmm. of forming it on. Somebody that you may not even initially think that you have that type of connection with.
And I'm going to say that's for the woman side of it. I don't think the men get that soul tie. That's why that whole, remember we had that whole episode with the cheating thing. And when a female cheats, and it's that the man entering, it's that soul tie that I was trying to get at. As far as them entering you, mm-hmm. entering into your soul type mm-hmm. thing. But for a man, I don't think they feel that way.
I think they do.
I think they can.
I think they
don't
have the same feelings that we do.
It's just women, period. We react different regardless. Yeah. So we ain't going.
They don't allow the soul tie to linger either, though.
True. Mm.
Because if they fucking you, like I just said, and then they fuck you again, and there's more sex to turn. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Best believe it's one form of for them, too. Regardless if they, because you know how niggas is. Mm-hmm. Regardless if they want to admit that it's one there
Which
or
they
not,
won't.
It's there. But if you hitting one, then hit the next, then hit the next. I mean, like, it may be there, which is why you go back.
Keep going back to a certain one, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. And, yes, it's only with unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. Any condom sex, and I'm just going to keep calling it condom sex. Any condom sex that I've ever had, like, I will not think about you the next day. I promise you I won't. First of all, more so because if you got to put a condom on, like, who are you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not of any importance to me. Mm-hmm. It's just because this is what we wanted to do in this moment.
True.
I'm not sharing myself with you for real. So, like, if you got to put a condom on, like, whatever, I don't even know you tomorrow. But like, when it's not one there, that's already, for me, this is me personally, there's already something established. Already feel some type of way.
Sometimes
whether it's that. Because I want to feel you in that way, or whether it's because I feel something for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a tricky thing. Because you don't want to be out here tying on to anybody. Jesus. You really don't, but like, that's some truth.
Yeah, that shit is what they said. This lady was talking about dick being a rocket ship and it sent up messages and some shit the lady was talking about. Yes.
What she was speaking about?
She was talking about the messages that the penis sent.
Hmm.
And that soul, basically saying a soul tie, but she didn't say it that way. But them signals to the brain and whatnot.
Oh,
oh Jesus.
Okay. But interesting.
I definitely think it's a soul tie. I know I got one right now. I could not imagine.
That's love.
Fucking.
I love that.
Somebody else. And it's. No, I couldn't.
Shout out to you, baby boo, okay?
I could not.
Yes.
I think I had a soul.
You got that cookie on lock.
After the first night. After the first night.
I was tied in.
I was locked in.
I'm afraid for the next nigga. I'm not even about to hold y'all because. And I don't mean like the next nigga I fuck because like. Who knows? That could be a random.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep it real with you. It probably won't be, but it could be. But like.
That soul tie.
Man.
Jesus. Bless you.
That's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Shout out to whoever you are.
Shout out to whoever may be.
Yes. Don't be out here forming soul ties, though, just all willy-nilly.
Please don't.
If you got one, though, I do recommend that you nourish it. Or if you know that you're getting attached to somebody that just ain't for you, let that shit go.
Detach.
I know it's hard. It's hard. I know. I've been there. But, like, you gotta let that go. When you know it's not good, I just recently, and I recently, like, that's 3 years ago for me. But, like, I just recently, like, had to, yeah, like, okay, what the fuck is this? I know what I feel, but, like, nah.
That ain't
my brain works, too. Like, this shit ain't it. Time to let it go. Let it go. But if the soul tie is for you, embrace that shit. And have all the unprotected sex you want to have.
Yes, in the kitchen, over by the stove.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yes, baby.
In the car, in the public
place. Okay. I love that.
Okay.
Y'all
heard that.
In the refrigerator. Might be a hot
with the door open trying to get some food out the bottom of the drawer.
Some dashiki going on. If y'all don't know who the fuck dashiki is, get off my podcast.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Get the fuck.
Yes, bye.
That's what that
means?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's something I learned.
There you go.
Sad boy. Yes, yeah, so what have you learned this week? What is your message to the masses? Who's going first?
I'll go first. Yes, this is a bitch over there. Ooh, Lord. So what I've learned is that I need to set systems, not goals. Well, I'm not going to say not goals. You set your goals, but just I need to start enjoying the journey and the process to my goals and living in it, being able to take it in and enjoy it, learn from them, learn from the journey and the issues and problems that may happen along the way. And yeah, so
that's
enjoy
amazing.
The.
Yes, you learned some stuff from.
I just,
yeah,
I
to the goal. And praise yourself between.
I love that. I have personally a hard time with doing that. Yeah. The process.
The process is important too.
The process, though, like.
Because you got to learn and grow from it. Yeah, it is.
It's heavy. It and heavy. Sometimes, like, it's not enjoyable.
Mm hmm.
This is not something
that's
I enjoy.
That's why I said the learning, too. That's the part.
And it's like, you
it.
Know, how when you're in the midst of it, and I get in my head a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I don't express what I'm going through to people. I don't get to talk about it a lot. Because I really think people don't want to hear my bullshit. That's my main reason. But it's like, when you're striving towards something, yes, like you said, there's a process. But, like, in that process, sometimes, like, shit gets thrown way off.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's fucked up like that, I cannot get myself in the mindset. Like, even though this is what's happening presently,
mm-hmm.
you know it's going to better you, first of all.
Yep.
But, like, you still going towards your goal.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that in the moment. And I don't, it makes me just want to be like, fuck it.
Derail yourself, like, right.
It's so much to do and I don't want to do nothing. Oh my god, that's me all the time. It's just like I can't bad days get the best of me. I'm not even about to hold you. And not completely, because I have things to look forward to. I have a child. Like, gosh, she lights up my world. And seeing her just makes me forget about it. But, like, before then, in between time, the bad day is the fucking worst day, okay? I don't know how to... So, kudos to you.
Yes, because eventually you got to get over the bumps. Then you get to look back at the bumps.
And it's like, you always like, get over the bumps. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that I'm going to be all right, but, like, in it, whoo, child. I've learned that I need to be a master of my time. Bitch, I'm the biggest procrastinator in the world. I will wait until the very last minute where I gotta rush and crunch and, like, I don't want to say skimp on stuff, but, like,
you're not giving a full dash to effort stuff that you know you could.
When I know I've had a whole month to figure this out, and I'll wait until the week of
to be on this shit.
To think about it.
Oh, Lord.
Then 3 days before is when I'll get started on it. And it's like a mad dash. And I do feel like sometimes I need that. I need that push. Mm-hmm. That's when I do my best work. But at the same time, it's like, that shit be hectic. And it's like...
it don't feel like, good for you.
It does not. And it's like, once I've accomplished it, it's like, yes, it's bitch, so I know done. I can do it. But it's like, it didn't have to be that hard if I would just got started on time. So, I've learned that I have not mastered this, but I learned that I have to be a master of my time. I have to use my time wisely because I bullshit a lot. And not like I sit around on my ass because I don't, but like...
A lot of stuff will get pushed to the back because now I got to do this. I don't stay focused.
And... I don't... I prioritize, but not in a meaningful way. Yeah, so that's... I've learned that that's what I have to do.
That's put it into that's practice. Something you need to do, right?
That's gonna be the thing. All right, Miss Tick Tick Ticking away. Over here.
Sorry. Okay, so I've actually learned two things.
I must say, if your shit is like, listen.
No, I've actually learned two things.
Listen.
I learned that I miss actually singing in church.
Okay. Yes. Amen. Get the vocals really back out in them streets.
I really, really missed it. I didn't realize that I had been singing in church since I was little. I had always been singing in church.
I thought you was singing in church, like, as an adult.
Yeah, and as a kid, like, going across the street to the church that was across the street from my house. And then once we moved over to the new church, you forgot about the church that was on the corner right by my house.
Bitch, I got the house in my mind. I got the house across the street in my mind. I'm trying to think about the church was on the left-hand side.
Yep. Yeah, on the bottom.
Yeah. Which is now a condo.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, they tore it.
I was over in that area the other day and I was like,
dear bitches.
Look at this. Look at seat and place.
Yes. Yes. But that was one of the things I've learned. And the other one is to learn to accept help or ask for it when needed.
Because that's the thing.
I'm so used to being independent and doing everything on my own. So, being married is a struggle with asking for certain things or accepting certain stuff because I've been doing it by myself for so long.
You gotta release.
I guess. So, I have to, like, sit back and be like, all right, wait, let me go and ask the guy. Sometimes it bothers me, but I be like, and he be fussing like, hey, I'm here for a reason.
What that's what I'm here for.
Like,
use me for my full potential.
You never.
I'm here.
Like, you need me, of course I got you. It's us. I was like, you are. You got it.
That was one of my lessons a few weeks back. But mine was more in the sense of asking for help from those around you. And it don't have to necessarily be like someone you're close to, just a coworker. Mm-hmm. If you're in need of something, mine wasn't as intimate as you asking for help from your husband.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's a no-brainer. If I got a husband, listen.
See, but I was one of those people that even when I was like dating, it was like, man, I got this. I ain't worried about you.
I mean, yeah, but that's different. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm just dating somebody, I am more on the side of D got this. Like, because I'm in this with you, but it could end.
Yeah.
As opposed to me being in a marriage and not having it in my mind that this could end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we marry, if we going there, if I'm dating somebody, like, that shit could be a fly by night. Like, you just never know. If we're in a committed relationship, like, truly committed, on to marriage, like, then, I don't know, I have to start reevaluating, like,
how you move.
How I use this man. And not, like, used in a bad way, but, like, how I embrace him and take him and bring him into my life in that way. And that is a part of him being my man, being my husband. It's him being able to step in when I'm falling behind or helping me, being that helper hand, being the person I lean on when I got some shit going on or when I just can't handle whatever it is.
But I'm one of those people that don't like to burden other people. So I feel like if I can
And that's the thing, though. You stop thinking of yourself and your situations as a burden. You're not. That's your husband, girl.
He say the same thing.
Yes, you're not a burden. At that point, like, no. Ain't no such thing. You don't see him as a burden. Exactly.
Eventually, the problem or whatever the issue is that you feel like a burden probably eventually will become a burden to him if you don't put it out there and let him, you know what I'm saying? I think that eventually it will. Because then your soul is going to be burning and he going to feel that shit burning. He'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with her? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
And then you like, struggling or feeling this hurt or feeling this grief or whatever by yourself for no reason.
That's true.
If I get a husband, I'm going to use that nigga up. And I just hate that that's the word I have to use because I don't mean like use in a general sense. Like, you know, most people
y'all know what the fuck she
Because he going to use my ass up too because that's what the fuck I'm here for. That's what it's about to be. Us. Together, using the shit out of each other.
Using the shit out of each other.
Hell yes. Girl, please. Yes. What you mean?
Well, it's a process. Jeez. Little by little. Freeing yourself.
Apparently. For this, I'm about to say, we reflect on the last episode. Yes, it's definitely a process. It's a process. For this, right? For me, science.
That used to be funny because I used to see all the little friends. They like, yeah, he bought me this, he bought me that. I'd be like, this motherfucker ain't buy me nothing because I don't ask for nothing.
And that's the thing, too.
I'm kind of like that, too.
But then it's like that. I don't even, that's not the thing that comes to my mind when I think of asking for something or going to my partner about something that I need. You thinking about
more tragic or.
Or not even not necessarily tragic, but like just more on an intimate level. Like serious that's so materialistic. Like a bag. Yeah, all right. If I mention it and you get it, that's fine. But shit, it could be fine,
something small as like, batteries, bitch. I don't want to ask him. You know what I'm saying? It could be that small of a thing sometimes. And some
you better get them motherfucking it's batteries. Like, you know we need batteries in this house.
That's how she finna call his ass.
That's different. Shit. Like, when it's something like, as far as like something we may need for the house that everybody's gonna use, then yeah. But if it's something
so
like
for you, asking for the kids, not for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I should.
I feel you though. I've been there.
My bank account be
a little skimp and everything, and I still
Won't.
I'm about to say,
I
need that $40.
See, we need all that energy
over here.
Shoot. Like,
be like,
Babe,
listen.
I'd be trying to figure out how many.
How I'm going to move. I just trying to figure out how to move shit through the bank account and shit. Yeah.
You got that.
Whole time. His shit is full.
Okay. Whole business and some more shit. Whole time.
We gonna get that together.
And he got it. Just waiting on you to be like,
hey.
Yeah. He kinda know that I don't like asking, so he just come bring shit home. Like he used to bring shoes home all the time. You know I ain't gonna ask.
Just shit, I need a pair.
I was like, I can't even wear all 32 of these shoes you just bought the house. You wear this half
anywhere to the grocery store, wear them to just get
it. Yeah, I got a pair on now, damn it. Yeah. Shoe game on point. Thanks, husband.
Okay. The fuck? Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Well, I hope y'all learning and growing like we are, because...
Okay.
This is... Hoo-wee. You gotta move through this. Move through this. Embrace these teaching lessons.
That's right.
Okay.
The shit that y'all said y'all learned. Do it. Yeah. Put it into practice.
Okay.
I'm speaking more so to myself. Manage the time. Like, you ain't got none. That's the thing. Like, not that I necessarily think I'm going to live forever, but like, I'm like, I can do it tomorrow. I can do it. I can do it on a weekend when I'm off and I ain't got nothing.
It's the reason why I don't be knowing what she be trying to do or what goal she set that she procrastinating on. Because you know I don't want your ass to know. You already know. Because I'm going to push you to be your best self.
And that's the thing. The way I am, I'll be like, this bitch getting on my face. I'm
just going to do that. Like, I already know what the fuck she wants.
Do not disturb.
She gonna find another way. Just gonna go all in your DMs and shit. Be all in.
I'm like, oh, see, she gotta get blocked. We gotta take a break. We can't even do the podcast next week.
That's my bad. You don't want to see her ass, bitch. You know what? We not putting out one next week.
Oh, man.
I would be like, did you even attempt to,
I did, and I'm gonna finish it on the weekend. Okay, y'all, like we said on the last episode, we want to introduce a new segment called Free Press, where we promote a Black-owned business. Instead of doing it weekly, I think we've decided to do it monthly. So we'll be promoting your business weekly on our shows, but one business each month.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Correct. So in order to be our business of the month, our Free Press of the month, you have to hit us up on our email at letmesaythis1@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Insta at _letmesaythis. Submit your business, your name, and a little short description about yourself. We want to know, first and foremost, you have to be a Black-owned business. I'm so adamant about that. And we would really like to know what it is that, what's your product, what's your service, what do you provide, mm-hmm. and how are you helping your community? How are you instilling this Black power, this Black magic into your community? So once again, if you want to be promoted on the show, because people listen to us, y'all.
Or if you want somebody else, if you know some other business.
Yes, if you want to be promoted, or if you know somebody who is doing good things in the community, whose business needs to get out there, who wants to make a name for themselves, and we can help them by doing that, send the information to letmesaythis1@gmail.com or on Instagram at _letmesaythis. Y'all got anything to add?
No, just
send it in, baby.
Send it in. Oh, send it in. Let us kick the Black History Month off right.
Yes.
But that's why. All right, y'all. So our inspirational quote for this week is, the nicer you treat her outside the bedroom, the naughtier it will get inside the bedroom. So
okay.
Be nice. Get naughty. Want
that naughty. All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for listening. Yeah. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, Black bitch, shine.
Peace.